we have three porches.
Mm-hmm.
Before you leave, I'll show you the home. Maybe it's not, I don't think I do it right. These are three porches.
Run through the names of the rooms again, because the tape.
Okay, it's a den, bedroom, bathroom, bedroom. Well, this is the kids, my two girls here.
Mm-hmm.
In this bedroom, my boys in this bedroom. They have a bathroom between them. We have a dining room, living room, kitchen, master bedroom, an office, bathroom, and then in here somewhere, I don't know how I can put it in here, well anyway, where is it? No, it's over here. There we have a pantry. Mm-hmm. Well, not like a pantry, it is a pantry. And then porches on the outside. We have three porches on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here we have a swimming pool. And that's it.
Do you remember old-fashioned names for porches, or names for different kinds of porches? Or is porch the only term you ever...
I think porch is the only term I ever used.
Mm-hmm. What about a term such as gallery, or veranda, or piazza? Did you ever hear
anything? No, I know what they mean, but we never use them here.
Mm-hmm. Which words have you heard?
All three of them. We use now in Spanish, I don't know what we would use, el porch, which would be the porch, you know. Now there's certain words that they use in Mexico that we don't use here. Like in Mexico we use carro here. I'm talking less mm-hmm. about a car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We use here a carro, and in Mexico there's the carro is like a slang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you go to Mexico City or in the interior of Mexico, the carro is a coche.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to say, vamos en el carro, they know what you're talking about, but that's not mm-hmm. the correct language. You say, vamos en el coche.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain words that we use that were adopted here
mm-hmm.
that I guess came from generations
mm-hmm.
that are slang in Mexico City, but they are used
mm-hmm.
On the border area. And I can go back and like a ranch, a cow ranch is really called in Mexico an hacienda,
mm-hmm.
and an orchard farm would be called granja.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain words
mm-hmm.
that are just used here on the border. That are not either used mm-hmm. In the interior of Mexico.
What about the words piazza or veranda or gallery? Do they mean anything, a specific kind of porch to you? Or do you ever hear them? Are they words you've read? Or?
Yes, the words are read, and you know, I know I would look at them at a different way. Miranda, would you use as the I would picture as a second story a second story porch, mm-hmm. but we never used them here.
What was the picture of the second story?
What was the word? Piazza?
Mm-hmm.
That I would,
mm-hmm.
and the other one, the other word is what?
Veranda.
Veranda. I would use like a porch with a fence. I mean, I picture it this mm-hmm. way, with a porch with a fence around it. You know, about a 4-foot fence around it.
What about gallery?
No. Galería, well, you know, that is a word for, that is a Spanish word,
uh-huh.
galería for porch.
Mm-hmm.
Here, like we use Tex-Mex, we use, you know, we say in the porch, pero, but, see, like I use pero, but in Mexico, they would probably use, ahí está, he's there in la galería, he's there in the gallery. La galería, madre. So, this is used in Mexico City. This is one of the works that's used in Mexico City.
Say a house that had a fireplace in it. Did you ever live in a house like that? Or you? I don't guess they really.
Yeah.